Hey, SCC family. Thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I'd like to talk about how God turns our hurt into holiness. Jesus turns my hurt into holiness. Now, I need to explain this. Explain Jesus, how he turns my hurts into holiness. What I'm saying is that God brings good out of bad. He brings good out of evil. He has a way of turning things around. The stuff that happens to you, it's not all good. There's a lot of bad stuff that happens to you, but God says, I can turn it around. I can transform it. I can bring good out of evil. One of the most famous verses in the Bible is Romans 8:28. It's one of my favorites, and we keep coming back to this verse. Why? Because we keep getting hurt. We have guilt. We have grief. We have grudges. So we need to understand that God says, yes, I know that happened, but I can bring good even out of that. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Now, let me stop right there. This is not a promise for everyone. It's a promise for those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. We know that not everything that happens to you is good. Can God take the bad things people do to me, do against me, and use them for good? Yes. Can God even take my own sins and bring good out of them, my own mistakes, and bring good out of them? Yes. Can God take my own weakness and my damaged will and my damaged mind and my damaged heart and my emotions and the way I think? Can God work even in that for good? Absolutely. He turns my hurts into holiness. Now, Romans 8:28 is a wonderful promise, but it makes no sense at all unless you read the next verse, Romans 8:29. The verse right underneath it, which explains why God uses everything for his purpose. What is his purpose? His purpose is to build our character. He uses the conflicts and the crises to change our character. He wants to make us like Jesus. Romans 8:29 says, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. God wants a family for eternity. God wants you to be his child. He sent Jesus to show what a child of God is like. You want to know what God wants you to become like? Look at the character of Christ. God is far more interested in our character than he is in our comfort. This life is preparation for the next. In heaven, there's no sorrow, there's no suffering, there's no sickness, there's no sadness, and there's no people throwing arrows and barbs and attacks at you. When we go through tough times, we should never ask, why is this happening? I'll tell you why. Well, Romans 8:29 tells us. It's to make us like Jesus. The question we should be asking anytime we go through a difficult time is, what? What do you want to teach me, God? What character development do you want me to grow like? God is more interested in our character, what we're becoming, than he is in our comfort. Yes, God wants us to be comfortable, but he's not going to give us comfort at the expense of character. We're going to be comfortable for trillions and trillions of years in heaven. Right now, he wants us to become like Christ. Listen, as your pastor, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today and a fantastic week. God bless.